At any one time, there are thousands of open teaching positions in Arizona. Fewer students graduate from Arizona's education colleges these days, but that's just part of the problem. As Mariana Dale reports from KJZZ's East Valley Bureau, educators struggle to make the choice to leave the classroom.
Corinne McTurk says the only thing she ever wanted to be was a teacher.
I've known actually since I was in kindergarten, and we had to talk about what we wanted to be when we grew up. So ever since, back in 1996, I knew that I wanted to be a teacher.
Now 25, she's been in the classroom for almost 5 years. Lately, though, she describes her job like a bad relationship.
If you knew you wanted to break up with someone in a year, would you really want to stick it out for a year? Like, would you feel morally right about doing that?
McTurk still loves teaching and her kids, all 27 of them in her kindergarten class. But the economics of living as a teacher are catching up.
I can barely, like, pay off my student loans, and I can't drive my Honda Civic forever.
From a strictly survival point, I had to find another option.
That's Steve Perez. He teaches 7th grade math across the valley in Glendale. In the spring, he hopes to secure a better-paying job as a police officer.
I will miss them. They're great kids, and I wouldn't really ever leave, but it is what it is. I gotta take care of family first.
Perez is one of the nearly 50% of teachers that experts predict leave the classroom within the first 5 years. It's partly economics that's driving the decision. In Queen Creek, Tabitha Campbell waited out a 4-year pay freeze in the first half of her career.
I actually ended up going back to school and getting my master's in educational technology because I needed a raise. So I had to go and get in debt for student loans to get this tiny raise.
The anxiety of the job took its toll as well. Doctors diagnosed Campbell with Hashimoto's disease in June 2015. It's an autoimmune condition that attacks the thyroid.
So what we realized with my blood work and how I was feeling was that the stress of my job was actually making me sick.
She and her husband decided it would be best if she left the classroom.
You want to stop?
Campbell's 2-year-old daughter, Kinley, is playing on the swings. The two spend a lot of time together because Campbell now teaches English online to kids across the globe in China.
I still get that interaction with the kids. It's through camera instead of face-to-face in the classroom.
Research from the National Center for Education Statistics suggests most teachers who leave the classroom for a reason other than retirement are likely to continue to work in education like Campbell did. But there are those that choose to leave the field entirely.
I help people buy their homes. I help get them the money to purchase a house.
Kari Zern is a Chandler mortgage advisor and formerly a teacher of 16 years. She says her 40th birthday was a wake-up call.
I wanted to leave when I still loved it. I didn't want to get myself burned out.
Every teacher I spoke to for this story shared some version of Zern's motivation.
I loved the kids. The kids were my heartbeat. And every time, you know, the good mornings and the hugs and the light bulbs that would turn on in their head when they would learn something new.
And that light bulb moment is still one of education's biggest selling points, says Sean Holmes, who's superintendent of human resources at Mesa Public Schools.
For kids in high school now that want to, do something that means something in their lives, education is certainly a great place for that.
Holmes says to keep its teachers, administrators, and the state need to make paychecks reflect the hard work done in the classroom. Mariana Dale, KJZZ News, Tempe.